Concerns are flaring over a pipeline that carries crude oil and natural gas from Western Canada. The line starts in Superior, Wisconsin, and ends at the southernmost point of Lake Huron. Enbridge, a Canadian company, owns the 645-mile line constructed nearly 70 years ago. The state of Michigan is worried about a potential leak in the section that crosses under the Straits of Mackinac. The pipeline also cuts across Ashland County in Wisconsin. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with people there concerned about the risks posed to the water-rich region.
We hike a path through a lush carpet of ferns under a canopy of old-growth trees before reaching the Bad River. We're just south of the city of Mellon, population somewhere in the 700s. Jamie Dunn spent a lot of time in this region throughout his 30-year career as a hydrologist with the Wisconsin DNR.
Well, we're in the upper reaches of the Bad River watershed. Many streams all feed into the Bad River, which then discharges into Lake Superior. A lot of sensitive environments, wetlands, as I said, the upper ends of these streams, and most of these are very, very high-class trout streams.
The Enbridge pipeline, called Line 5, is not tucked beneath the ground we're looking at. The existing line runs north of here, through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. An Enbridge spokesperson told WUWM Line 5 has consistently operated safely, including within the reservation. But in response to its request, Enbridge is, quote, working on rerouting Line 5 outside of the Bad River Reservation. Over time, storms have eroded and exposed sections of the existing line within the Bad River Tribe Reservation. Enbridge's proposal takes a 42-mile route that would loop south, skirting the reservation. Hydrologist Jamie Dunn calls the proposal untenable.
I couldn't come up with a worse route for the surface water and groundwater resources through this area. It's just, if there is a release...
He means a rupture or leak in the pipeline.
It is going to be a major impact on the surface water resources, could be a major impact on the Copper Falls Aquifer, which is the drinking water for everybody in the basin. Basically, the risks just outweigh the need for this pipeline. I don't see a scenario where it should go in.
Philomena Quebec stands nearby. She's watching her son splash gleefully in the river.
I was just walking in the river, and it's teeming with life. There's all these little tiny baby fish swimming in there, and you can feel the current. The current is pushing us towards the lake. And, you know, there's life even within the force of that current, within that water.
Quebec is a lawyer, a mom, and as she expresses it, belongs to the Bad River. She worries about the 42 miles of pipeline that would cut through more than 150 wetlands and streams.
You know, there's kind of two sets of risks and you know, at least two sets of problems. There's the problem of constructing and maintaining a thoroughfare for oil that's problematic in and of itself.
And Quebec believes a rupture would be inevitable.
I've worked with Indigenous people in the Amazon and all over this country. If you start putting roads and access points into these special areas, what you have is more opportunities for intrusion and less opportunities for Indigenous people to protect these special places.
Line 5's future is not yet clear. The state of Michigan is in the throes of a court-ordered mediation with Enbridge over the section of Line 5 that runs beneath the Straits of Mackinac. In Wisconsin, the DNR is drafting what's called an environmental impact statement for Enbridge's proposed relocation within the Bad River region. According to the DNR, a formal hearing and public comment period that must last at least 30 days will come next. An Enbridge spokesperson maintains Line 5 is, quote, a vital link for propane and other energy supplies for the upper Midwest. Without Line 5, it would take 2,100 trucks, 90 leaving the terminal every hour, 800 trains per day, to move what's carried in the pipeline. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.